learned in the previous days that you need a condition in order to make the beracha on the talet, it should be yours. Kesutcha velo kesut haverecha. It has to be your talet. You're going to see halacha in Shulchan Aruch is mind-blowing. First, the machloket rishonim. The Gemara in Masechet Bava Metzia that talks about someone who has a Sefer Torah and he lends it to someone else. Can this someone else lend it to a third party, to a third person? The Gemara says, no. Asur, you cannot lend something which is not yours. So the Nimukei Yosef says, from there you see, if you find a talet in the shul, for example, it's not yours, the owner is not there to quote-unquote, give it to you, matana aminat le'achzir, to give it to you, for you to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzit. You're not allowed to take it by yourself. You can't take it. That's the psak of the Mukhi Yosef. So if you find a talet, it's not yours, the owner is not here, you cannot use it. The smack comes and he says, no, that's dafka by Sefer Torah, people are makpid. The talet, who is makpid the talet? The talet, you wear it, you return it to the place. There's no reason you shouldn't be able to do this. Says the smack, you could use a talet that is not yours. No problem. He says, but if you see that the talet is well folded, that means the guy is makpil. That's siman. Mordechi says, I don't understand what you're talking about. If it's folded, then you fold it again. As long as you put it back exactly the way it was, there's no problem. You could take it, you could put it back, no problem. So there's the machloket rishonim, basically, if we posek halacha, that nihale le'inish, that a person is good for him, that you le'me'ebad mitzvah be'mamoneh, to do mitzvah with his kesef, with his money. Is it good or not? Is the person interested? Look, you could have, by sleeping in your bed, and somebody's doing mitzvah with your talit, shadak baruch, you get credit. It's very good. People are interested. Or the other one says, no, you have to ask permission. If not, it's gezel. So the first sugya here is gezel. Are you a thief when you take a talit that is not yours, and you don't know if the guy is makpid or not? If you know he's makpid, you cannot take it. If you don't know he's makpid, can you take it? Yes or no? It's machloket rishonim. Most rishonim say, utar. Mutar. It's fine. You're allowed to do it. Let's see Shulchan Aruch. Siman yudalet, seif dalet. Mutar litol talit havero ulvarech aleah. You'll have to take the talit of your friend and say beracha on it. Bilvad, he says like the Mordechi, she kapel ota im etza mekupelet. If you find it, it's folded, you have to fold it. This is Shulchan Aruch. So, Shulchan Aruch is posek, in Choshen Mishpat, there's no problem, it's not called gezel. You're taking it, nichale leinish, it's good, a person wants you to do mitzvot. Then the Ramah comes, if you could do the tefillin, if you could do the book, that's another thing. That's the first sugya. It comes to Magen Abraham, he says, hold on, I have a little question. How did we introduce today's halacha? There's another problem. Kisutcha velo kisutcha verecha. When your friend is there and he's lending it to you, we said, mistama is giving it to you because of the halacha that he has to give it to you. But here is not here. The guy's not here. He's sleeping. He's in his bed. You're taking it? Okay, you're not a thief. But you can't say beracha. It's not your talit. How could you say beracha? This is the second halacha. You have a big problem with it. Answer the Magen Avraham. It must be like Rabbi Nutam. What did Rabbi Nutam say? We learned. He said, even if you patur from a mitzvah, you're allowed to say beracha on it. He says, that's why women, when they shake the lulav, they could say beracha on it. Mitzvah ta'aseh shalman grama, nashim peturot, but they could say beracha. Same thing here. You patur. But once you have a talet, you're allowed to say beracha. Now, this is imchila, it's very nice, but it doesn't match the shita of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is not posek halacha like the Ben Utam. He's posek halacha like the Rambam. And he's saying you do not say beracha when you are patur. So how could you be meyashev the Shulchan Aruch based on a different shita than the Shulchan Aruch? Mamash, this Magen Abraham, Tzarich Yun Gadol. Who asked the Shela? Rabbi Akiva Iger. Tzarich Yun, doesn't make any sense. This whole Magen Abraham doesn't make sense. How could you answer this? We know the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold like this. He holds if you patur from mitzvah, you don't say beracha. So how could you say this in the shita of the Shulchan Aruch? Tzarich Iyun. There's one First of all, the Taz is cholek on the Shulchan Aruch, the Maharshal is cholek on the Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan is cholek on the Shulchan Aruch. Many, many, many poskim say this Shulchan Aruch does not make sense. The Tur brings it also. On the Yishuv of the Magen Avraham, there's not much that we could say. It's very, very kasheh. The only one who says a tirut maybe is the Ma'amar Mordechai. He says we'll have to review the whole idea of kesutcha velo kesutcha verecha. It has to be your kesut. It doesn't mean that it has to be yours mamash. It means that in such a situation, like it's not, you're not a thief. If you're a thief, so then you can't say verecha. If you're not considered a thief, so then that's considered kesutcha. Very kasheh, very, very hard to understand this Magen Avraham, which makes us not understand the Shulchan Aruch. So alacha lema'aseh. This is a big problem. Because a person comes to shul and most Sephardic synagogues, they have a rack with talitot. But the Ashkenaz synagogues, mafi talitot. You could be there looking for one and you find one in a drawer or something. Oh, there, someone's talit. But he's not here. Can you use it or not? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Beshum panim ba'ofen, like you cannot use it. Why? Because it's in a drawer, it's inside a bag. If it's inside a bag, that's it. That's different. That's a whole different level. You can't touch anything that is not yours. If it's by itself on the side, I tell you, it's this guy's and he's not here. So you may use it. Chacham Avadia says, well, the fact that Shulchan Aruch says you could say beracha, if somebody says beracha, we don't correct him. But lechatchila, don't say beracha. It's a big problem. It's a big problem to say beracha on a tablet like this. Other achronim say, well, if you don't say beracha, then you don't have a mitzvah. If you don't have a mitzvah, why do you wear it? Don't wear it. Doesn't make any sense. Okay, but sometimes you feel embarrassed. Everybody has a talit, you're the only guy without the talit like this. So okay, wear it, but don't say beracha. So even if Shulchan Aruch said to say beracha, in this case, even Chacham Avadia, who is always following Shulchan Aruch, he says, we do not say beracha. If somebody says beracha, you're not such a bad guy. You know, Shulchan Aruch says you do say beracha, but we don't really understand why. Now, Jack would like to say something very quickly.
Rabotai, good morning. Shavua Tov.